Those who I often debate on television over issues about trying to redefine marriage, they're not my enemy. They're not your enemy. They're actually being held captive by the enemy. The homosexual, the lesbian, they're not our enemy. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't speak the truth of God. We love them, but we don't love them to the exclusion of the truth. But you see, we speak out of a redemptive heart, and we get that heart when we begin to intercede for them. When we're beginning to feel the heart of God, and we begin to cry out, and we begin to weep, if you've never experienced that, I challenge you to spend time interceding for those who are bound up in destructive lifestyles, and begin to get God's heart. God loves them. He loves them so much that He sent His Son to die for them and for me and for you. But how will they hear unless they be set free to hear? And that's what we've been called to do. That's the type of prayer that God is calling us to, intercessory prayer, prayers that will press in where we'll begin to feel the heart of God. And I want to tell you, I believe God's heart is broken